listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Citizens talking about police and police talking about their communities. It's a conversation we've been having all week on The Takeaway. Police and citizens generally consider it's a good thing when they stay out of each other's way. This, we have learned, can lead to some mistrust and, as we'll hear in a moment, some surprising opportunities when police and some of the toughest characters on the street get to know each other. It's good to get acquainted, we found out from you.
I can think of only one thing to tell my fellow citizens in Portland and across the country is the police can be a tool, and I don't know what it would be like without them, but know your rights and practice them.
From San Antonio, as a law-abiding citizen, I have to say this police force leaves much to be desired. Unfortunately, citizens are the ones that lose. And here's Chris with a bad report from where he says cops have turned a blind eye to some obvious problems.
The towns where we live are such small municipalities that law enforcement is usually relegated out to the county in the sheriff's department, and it's a mystery to me how I, who am not native to this small area, know where I can go right now to pick up any amount of drugs I want. Yet, those places have been there for generations, and sheriff after sheriff after sheriff doesn't stop it. How can one not be disillusioned by such a thing?
How do you rate your local police? Would that rating change if you were a different race, gender, or age? 8778-MY-TAKE is our number, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org. Our next look at a program to improve relations between police and law enforcement isn't so much of a reform program as it is a radical rethinking of how police treat the people most likely to commit or be victims of violent crimes. For years, Richmond, California poured millions of dollars into anti-crime programs and made not even a dent in its standing as having one of the nation's worst homicide rates. Then, in 2007, the city tried something radical. Using data mining matched with well-timed mentoring, the radical Office of Neighborhood Safety began targeting individuals likely to end up as defendants or victims and naming them neighborhood fellows, kind of like giving the more valuable prize to the biggest losers in the neighborhood. That's radical. As much as $1,000 a month for avoiding dangerous behavior and staying on track with positive goals. In 2013, Richmond had the lowest number of homicides in 33 years. Ronell Robinson is one of the fellows in the Richmond, California's Office of Neighborhood Safety Program. He's now a custodian at City Hall, a dramatic turnaround from the life he was once living.
I was incarcerated for a long time, and when you're incarcerated, you got a lot of time on your hands to think about the stuff that you did and how you want to change your life, or even if you want to change your life. I praise God that I was one of them people that was able to look at my situation and be able to join a good program like this.
Well, how did this Office of Neighborhood Safety, how did they do research and figure out that you were one of the 50 people in Richmond most likely to either shoot someone or be shot themselves? Where did they come up with that?
We have a director by the name of Devon Bogan, and he has a different type of relationship with the police. He's looking out for our best interest, so he's asking them, like, who do you think will be the person or be the victim of this? And he has a real good relationship with the community. So what he did was went out and asked questions, and if you ask questions, some of them will get answered, and it'll probably lead you in the right direction to get to the people who you need to talk to. And he put a list together, and he contacted everybody.
So what did he do? What was his plan for you, his different plan?
Showing us that is better out there and showing you that you could be better than what this lifestyle is bringing you. The program showed me a different way.
If you're living on the streets in a place like Richmond, do you kind of know that there's one group that's living really dangerously, that if you stay long enough in that group, that, you know, you might not live to see, you know, your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, you know, that kind of thing?
Nah, at the end of the day, we are people. It's not like we're a bunch of animals trying to survive in the neck of the woods. We people. So when you get to know people, like, you think everybody's going to survive, but it just doesn't happen that way.
How many killings have you seen?
No comment.
Is it more than five?
No comment.
I think I understand you. So who has this program helped you make peace with?
Well, it helped me make peace with myself.
Right.
Because, like I said, we're men, and as a man, I think can't nobody change you but you. But I made peace with a few other fellows, you know.
Like rival gang members?
Yeah. I made it to where we all could be, like, grown men and just come together and try to soothe everything out. If I could show that I'm at least trying, I could make a situation a little bit better.
So you were in the same room with somebody who you might have on the street maybe done something that could have threatened their life. And because you talked it through, because of this program, it's a whole different situation.
Yes. You think about stuff different. Like, you have family you got to worry about, and not only family, but you have friends that you consider family, so you got to worry about them too. And you don't want your parents or nobody talking to you through a jail cell where you can't touch your parents or nothing. So as a man, I just think you gotta grow up and just change and be different.
Do you think you're a part of the reason why Richmond has a plummeting murder rate from having one of the worst in the country?
You could say that. I mean, you start with one. Reach one, you teach one. So if you could get to me and I could get to one person, I'm helping 10 people just by helping that one person. I mean, if I reach just one kid, just listen to this interview and just go in his room and just think about what I'm talking about. I just hope he know that he can change, and like, there's nothing stopping you except for yourself.
All right. It's great to talk to you. Ronnell Robinson is a fellow in Richmond, California's Office of Neighborhood Safety Program and working as a custodian at City Hall for now. But bigger things ahead, right?
Yes, sir. Way bigger things ahead.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training programs developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving through games. Learn more at Lumosity.com.